So why did you choose this show out of everything that was in the programme? What made A Midsummer Night's Dream really stand out to you?
Studied it when we were younger and felt we could follow the story a lot better. And always enjoyed watching different adaptations of it. And felt that this was going to be a good one. So
you've seen lots of sort of things like this before? I mean,
yeah, sort of outdoor things in the summer and that type of thing. Into one of Notting Castle and things, and so thought, well, what kind of different edge will this have? So,
and how do you think it, having seen things like that before outdoors, how do you think it changes the experience, it being in a sort of separate space, not being in a theatre?
Well, different atmosphere entirely, isn't it? You know, it's more enclosed, a bit more dynamic, I suppose. You know, you get people. Being able, doesn't get lost. You're thinking, oh, what has that person said? And when you're outdoors, you don't quite miss it, and everyone's laughing, and you don't know what they're laughing at. But hopefully, you'll be able to catch jokes in it, even if you can't understand all of them.
Yes, yeah.
Do you think it changes the way people look at some, you know, a playwright like Shakespeare, who's so kind of revered as a playwright? That you kind of stick it outside, stick it in a tent, do a pig roast and all that kind of stuff, it kind of gets back to the original ways that the plays were intended to be seen.
Yeah, well, I think the circular format, it's a bit more like the Globe, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So people will be able to see it from all angles.